The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. I am your host, Dr. Carol Smith, Commissioner of Health for Ulster County. With me today is my co-host, Vin Martello, our Director of Community Health Relations. Hi, Vin.
Hi, Dr. Smith. How are you this morning?
Fine, thank you.
Dr. Smith, today we have a really interesting program, and it is the New Start for Women program at SUNY Ulster. And New Start for Women is an innovative program to help women in Kingston and Ulster County who are either living below the federal poverty level or a designated household survival budget, which we'll hear about more later. And it helps them earn a one-year SUNY Ulster Business Certificate, which leads to living wage employment and economic mobility. The program covers each student's tuition, fees, and books. And they also provide additional support services at no cost. And we have two fabulous guests. They are Jordan Scruggs. Jordan is the director of the New Start for Women program at SUNY Ulster, and she's worked there in the program since its inception in 2019. She's deeply passionate about how access to and support for education can help us act with confidence, agency, and purpose in both our personal and professional lives, and how it can serve as a transformative tool for equity and social justice. And I love that word, transformative. And our other guest is Rachel Collins. Rachel is a local licensed esthetician, if I pronounced it correctly, who started in Manhattan, after which she spent many years working in aesthetics for spas around the Hudson Valley. And these two are going to correct me on my pronunciation. And following completion of the New Start for Women program in 2020, Rachel continued her studies at SUNY Ulster and graduated in 2021 with an associate degree in business and entrepreneurship, and used the skills she gained to start her own practice. So
welcome ladies.
Yes, Jordan and Rachel. How do you pronounce that word?
Esthetician and aesthetics.
Estheticians and aesthetics are very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So let's start out with the basics. So what is the new Start for Women program? What is its purpose and its vision?
Sure. Well, you did a really nice job of summarizing, I think, at the beginning of, you know, sort of what the function of the program is. But you know, just sort of beyond the things that you said, I think we've got a couple of major goals. One is to provide women in our community with the skills that they need to gain upward financial mobility. A one-year certificate is not the end of that journey, but the beginning, and to help them think really deeply and creatively and thoughtfully about who it is that they want to be in the world and the resources that they need to succeed. And then also to work with them to figure out how we can make that happen. And then also to help women in our community connect with each other, support each other. We do networking events with female professionals in our community, and we also do a lot of cohort community building. So the women who travel through the program together have an opportunity to get to know each other and support each other. And it's not always pretty. We end up being kind of, Rachel's shaking her head. We end up being sort of like a family, right? Where, you know, we sort of like love and dread going to Thanksgiving together, things like that. but the women in the program are extremely supportive of each other. And, you know, part of the reason I had wanted to invite Rachel here today is because I'm a graduate of the first cohort for New Start. We're on our fourth one now. At this point, we've had about 60 students come through the program, and around 70% of them graduate. And Rachel has just been such a wonderful example of care and mentorship for the incoming classes each year, and has been our accounting tutor, and has also connected with people individually based on their own personal interests. And so that's one of our goals, and she really exemplifies what that looks like.
Uh-huh. Oh, thank you.
So as we were discussing a little bit before the program, you know, we find in the public health world, in our efforts to improve individual and family health, right, that you really can't take an individual or a family out of the total context in which they live their lives, with all of the barriers and all of the challenges, and expect them to thrive. And it seems to me that this program is really addressing that perspective, right? To say, we're going to work with the whole person by providing not only the educational opportunity, but also the support services that surround that to kind of overcome some of those barriers, and also to really just be there for, you know, as you describe it, as a kind of like in a family way of being a, you know, a real wraparound support network. Could that be accurate?
I mean, I think so. What do you think, Rachel, as the person who participated?
I absolutely felt welcomed and cared for, and not judged because of where I was coming from and what my struggles were with mental health and alcoholism. And, you know, they really genuinely looked and listened to the things that I wanted to do for myself. And then in a nice package said, here, this is what we can do for you and let us help. And then continued that, not just getting me into the program, but continuing it with personal growth workshops and things that made me really connect with, like Jordan had said before, with who I am as a woman and as an already established woman with a career that was like on again, off again. So it really helped me hone in on exactly what it was that I wanted to do with my license in aesthetics and where I wanted to go with it. So it just literally took everything that I had already had in mind for myself and helped me formulate it and put it in motion.
Really interesting. So it's really not a one size fits all proposition. It's customized to each individual student, Jordan. Is that right?
Yes. So we use an equity-based framework, which says, you know, if we could give every single student all the exact same resources and, you know, say that, well, we're just, this is an equal opportunity, but we recognize that people are coming to us from different situations. So somebody who has a learning disability is not going to be able to learn remotely in the same way as somebody who doesn't have a learning disability. Someone who's speaking English as a second language isn't going to be able to engage in the classroom in the same way as somebody who's a native English speaker. Someone who is in recovery from substance use may negotiate conflict and challenges in the classroom differently than someone who isn't. And so we try really, really hard to get to know all of our students on a deeply personal level. And they're really gracious with us. And, you know, I always like apologize, like, I'm so sorry I'm asking all these invasive questions. I don't want to share your business with anybody. I'm just trying to figure out how to support you. And so I hope that that is a strength of our program, that that we really take the opportunity to get to know the students that apply to our program. We're selective in who we admit into the program. And a lot of it has to do with their potential for leadership and also their willingness to be a part of a community.
That's really great. And can you talk a little bit about what the core academic component of it is?
Sure. So all of the classes are offered through the business program. But I think one of the really beautiful things about how this was structured, and we have Dr. Mindy Cole to thank for this. She used to be the associate dean of adult education and mm-hmm. is now the department chair for business. There's sort of a package of, for lack of a better word, sort of hard skills and then also soft skill classes. So hard skills being things like computer applications for business, which is a introduction to Microsoft Office Suite, business law, there's an advanced Excel course, there's an accounting 101 class. So those are sort of like the nitty-gritty practical resources and tools that immediately make someone more employable, especially if they don't have a history of working with computers and things like that. And then we also have classes like business communications. We have a course in, I'm trying to remember what we're actually offering now because it's actually changed since Rachel started.
Human resources?
We don't have human resources anymore. Now we have diversity in the workplace.
Oh.
We have a paid internship class that we allow our students to, I work really closely with each student to figure out what it is they would like to get experience in as a part of their internship. And we also have a leadership class, which I think pretty much every year is everyone's favorite class. I mean, was that your favorite class, Rachel, or was that one of
them? No.
It wasn't? Oh, that's okay. You liked accounting?
I liked accounting, but leadership just made me write too much.
A lot of writing, a lot of self-reflection.
I think I have carpal tunnel because of leadership class, because it made you write about yourself all the time.
Right. Yeah. Well, to each your own, right? Some people like the crunching numbers.
mm-hmm.
But so in the internship, is it more than just an internship? I mean, you talked about mentorship. So are you really, it's hopefully, I mean, the best internships are ones where you're really working side by side with a person, a professional, mm-hmm. In this case, maybe a professional woman in a executive position. So is that a really core part of this program?
I mean, I think so. I do, you know, listen, as I have been an intern and I have hosted interns, I know what it's like to have a good internship and a good intern. And I know what it's like to have a bad internship and a bad intern.
Right.
So
filing,
really,
endlessly filing and getting coffee.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So, you know, I want to make sure that, I vet all of the places that our interns are going. We have a conversation ahead of time, whenever possible, to make sure that it's a good fit for them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, basically say, like, we want this to be beneficial for both of you. And so how can we structure this so that each of you get as much out of it as possible?
And has the business community been pretty much supportive? Are they well aware of the program? And are they on?
The Chamber of Commerce has been a wonderful partner. And in addition to the business community, we have a lot of students come in here who are really interested in things like social work and education. And, in addition to sort of working in an administrative capacity for a business, also starting their own small business. So, I think we have some really great community partners, and I find a lot of people to be really supportive.
I mean, this sounds like a really fantastic program, and I know our listeners want to hear a lot more about it. But first, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. We'll be back after these words.
Westchester Medical Center Health Network's new Health Alliance Hospital is open in Kingston at 105 Mary's Avenue. The new hospital delivers on WMC Health's commitment to provide access to advanced healthcare right here in this community. Our comfortable and welcoming new Health Alliance Hospital has highly skilled doctors, nurses, and staff. We are ready to make your healthcare experience the best it can be. Here are just a few of the services ready to take care of you and your loved ones when you need us. A new emergency department with 24/7 triage for behavioral health needs, life-saving advanced cardiology programs, family birth center, private rooms, precise imaging technology, critical care support. And later this year, our inpatient psychiatry program will be reestablished to complement existing emergency and outpatient programs. Go to hahv.org for information. That's hahv.org.
On 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Welcome back. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our special guests today are Jordan Scruggs and Rachel Collins from the New Start for Women program at SUNY Ulster. Before the break, we were talking about some of your good partners in the community, the Chamber of Commerce being one, and I'm sure they do help you to connect to different businesses in the community and educate them about this program. Can you tell me a little bit more about how women in the community get to know about the program and sort of walk me through the process of them applying and enrolling, et cetera? Thank you.
Sure. So we've got some, formal and informal networks that we tap into in terms of how we recruit for the program. I attend and regularly email the BAT listing, which is, I think, how I ended up connecting with Stacy about this. I had sent something
BAT
out like, standing, by the way, we're recruiting.
BAT standing for Bringing Agencies Together, right?
Yes. Oh, thank you for clarifying that. Some of the listeners.
Say what?
Gosh, you meant BAT signal.
Where's the BAT cave?
Like, oh, okay. Where's the BAT cave? Batmobile. So Bringing Agencies Together is a really good way to connect people. I also have a couple of individual case managers that I work with at Family of Woodstock, at RUPCO, Institute for Family Health, Pine Grove Mental Health Center, BOA. So I'm just thinking about, a lot of, we get a lot of people referred to us from probation, or people who are coming out of an incarcerated situation, and family treatment court. So we get a lot of referrals from there. But oftentimes, I have to say, the best students that we get are referrals from other people who've graduated from the program. because graduates know what it takes in order to be successful. And they hype, they hype other people up about it. Like, no, girl, like you can do it. Like, don't stress out about it. Like, you've got this. And so in terms of actual follow up and follow through from people, pretty much every year, I think some of our most successful students end up being people that are referred by word of mouth and who just happen to know somebody who's graduated.
That's really great. So Jordan and Rachel, earlier on in the first segment, we talked a little bit about the support services that, beyond just the educational portion of the program. Can you elaborate on those a little bit and talk about what they are about and how they help?
Sure. So we've got some really tangible supports that we can provide because of a generous grant from Darlene Pfeiffer and from the Novo Foundation. We can help out with the cost of childcare. We can help out with transportation. We have a laptop lending library. If you don't have Wi-Fi at home, we have a hotspot. And then we also have some smaller emergency-based grants. So somebody's having trouble paying their electric bill 1 month or their rent because, I mean, especially during COVID times, oh my gosh, if somebody got sick or something like that and they couldn't go to their job and they were paid by the hour, you know, it just takes that 1 2-week period to be out of commission for work and you're in a bind. So those are some of the sort of like the really tangible things that we can offer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds really great. I mean, that's so essential, you know, especially when folks are, you know, kind of struggling a little bit on the financial edge of things. So on that note, how does one qualify for the program? What are the criteria?
Sure. So you have to have a high school diploma or equivalency in order to qualify. You have to meet certain income guidelines. Our guidelines, as I believe you mentioned earlier, Vin, are related to the ALICE guidelines, a survival budget that's set out by Ulster County United Way. ALICE stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, and Employed. The idea being that you can both be working full time and also struggling financially.
Yeah, so, that report was really kind of eye opening when I read it.
Oh my gosh! Well, and the numbers that we're using are 5 years old.
Yeah,
pre-pandemic. I was laughing at it because I was looking at it because I've been talking to my my boss about whether or not we can sort of like raise those guidelines a little bit because it assumes, I was looking at the chart of the different expenses, and it assumes that a single person can pay $700 for all of their housing expenses every month.
Yeah. And then I think it said in that the last report I read, the ALICE report, it said that for a family of four, just to survive in Ulster County requires a household income of around $74,000 a year.
That's right.
Where the median income is only 66. So that's, that leaves a whole lot of people out of the picture. So ALICE guidelines or the federal poverty level, high school diploma, what else?
And then I'm looking for people who, like I said earlier, are going to be supportive of each other, are going to be invested in the program, are going to work hard. You don't have to be a straight A student, but I want you to put in effort. And I want you to be supportive of the other ladies who are also pursuing their education at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And so what does a typical schedule look like in a week, in a day? You know, where do the classes happen? And, you know,
well, Rachel can answer that question.
Yeah, yeah.
Monday through Friday. I'm not really sure what the schedule is this time around. I know the ladies in any cohort after mine did not get hit with accounting in their first semester. So thanks to us in the OG class of New Start for Women, you guys are allowed to have accounting in the second semester. So you lucked out. But I think it's like 9 to 9, 9. I can't even remember. So typically around noonish is when school starts. So probably like 9 to 12. We were in class Monday through Friday, and every other day was, two classes or one class. And then Wednesdays was additional accounting, so like probably a little extra time in accounting class. I try to be available for tutoring Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 6:30 to 8:30. So the ladies get one Zoom link, and then they know at 6:30 you log on, and I'm there with my smiling, gorgeous face and a cup of tea, ready to tackle accounting. And then I don't know when workshops usually happen for you all now, but usually they try to have workshops like right at the end of class, depending on when someone was available to come in. So you really kind of have, a half a day left to yourself to either go to work, go home, get the children. And that's why I scheduled accounting so my tutoring so late, is because I know people have children and you gotta figure out how to get them fed and their homework. And, you know, that way they can, you know, mom can come in on her own time and a little bit of quiet time and get tutoring done. But you really just had half a day of school. And that alone was stressless. Like, that alone took a lot of the burden off, because you didn't want to sit as a grown woman with a whole entire established life trying to do school again. You didn't want to sit in school all day.
And kids and everything.
And kids. And right. Yeah, yeah. So the fact that this is a half a day type program, it's a blessing.
Mm-hmm. So the certificate is a certificate in, as I understand, business and entrepreneurship. So is it designed for both a woman who wants to get a job in the private sector business world, and then also perhaps start a business or grow a business, or is it broader than that?
So the certificate is actually a certificate in general management. And the credits that you get, it's about 40% of an associate's degree, can either be applied to an associate's in business and entrepreneurship or individual studies. So again, I just want to like really emphasize the transferability of the skills, depending on what a person wants to do. Everything that they learn in this program is going to be useful, even if they hate accounting. I had like four students in my office today, like ripping their hair out about accounting. Like, why am I having to learn this? But you know what? It helps you get a job.
Helps you balance your checkbook.
And it helps you balance your checkbook. I think probably about 50% of our students end up pursuing their education beyond the initial program. A lot of them end up in clerical jobs and things like that. I know that I'm trying to think. We've got several people working in offices right now. We've got somebody in the accounting office at Family of Woodstock. We have people like Rachel who've sort of branched out and they've decided to start their own business. We have individuals who are actually have like three people that are doing bookkeeping right now, and they didn't even like bookkeeping that much or accounting that much. But you know what? You can make better money doing that than you can waiting tables a lot of times. So, so that ended up being really good. I do want to jump in real quick and just say that this fall we're piloting a new section of the New Start for Women program. We're going to be offering part-time evening classes. So Rachel's cohort and all the cohorts up till now have been full-time during the day between the hours of 9:30 and 1 p.m. So it's not always starting at 9:30. It's not always ending at 1. But if those are, nothing goes on outside of those hours, except for things like tutoring.
So Jordan, we are winding down on our available time. Can you talk to us about the application process and then followed by where, how people get in touch with you or the program?
Absolutely. So there's three parts to the application process. The first part is that you have to submit an application to the New Start for Women program, which comes directly to me. The second part is that you submit an application to SUNY Ulster, because you are a matriculated student at SUNY Ulster when you're here. And in order for your application to be complete, you also have to send in a copy of your GED or your high school diploma. And then the third part is that you have two letters, or I guess it's a form, recommendations that I want from two people in your life who are not related to you, who are going to say nice things about you. Like, Rachel is going to be super committed to her studies. She's an excellent, excellent mother or friend and always so supportive of me at work, blah, 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 right? Case manager, minister, et cetera, et cetera. And then once I've gotten all those, we have an interview with myself and somebody who's graduated from the program or a current student. And then we decide whether or not you've been admitted, if we're a good fit for each other.
I was going to say, we are down to about 20 seconds of time, unfortunately. So where do people find you? How do they find you? How do they get in touch?
845-802-7177. Or they can email NSW, like New Start Women, NSW at SUNYUlster.edu.
Wow, this is such a great program. I mean, it's so interesting to hear about it and the fact that it's available. Thank you, ladies. Thank you for all the amazing work that you're doing, and you know, it's just really an asset to our community. Thanks a lot for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, you're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.